And 38 degrees in downtown Fairhope. What a difference a day makes. It was literally like 56 yesterday at this time, and what, Sunday it was 75.
I know, I was wearing my tank top the other day, now I'm in a sweater.
No wonder we're all sniffling.
I know, exactly.
That lovely voice is Miss Adrienne Clow, Marketing Director of the Eastern Shore Arts Center. Good morning, Adrienne.
Good morning.
It is First Friday, and I see on your Facebook and ours,
yes,
as well as your website, all new exhibits.
Yes.
So for folks that want to look along with us while we're talking, just go to esartcenter.org. Luckily, my computer can spell.
I know. Predictive text. And what a wonderful thing.
I know. And it's scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And when that website opens, you click on...
Yep, and you can go to that big black image on the top and
the
just click
picture,
on it.
The big picture, Coastal Clay on Display.
Yeah, that's
click
our
on
new
that
exhibit. Yeah, we had a couple days off, and this week we put together all three new exhibits, so
that's a lot of work.
I know.
That goes on behind the scenes, right?
And so we've got all three new exhibits, and actually if you count our member sales gallery hallway, that makes four new exhibits, so it's crazy.
Now this Coastal Clay is interesting. I recognize quite a few names as local residents that may may not necessarily be artists. What is the, tell us about
Coastal
Clay.
And actually you may know some of them because it's a group invitational. It was curated by Philip Councilman. He's a local ceramicist, and he also teaches at the University of Mobile.
Ceramicist.
Ceramicist.
I just learned a new word today. Ceramicist.
Yeah, that way you can kind of incorporate all types of pottery.
Okay.
So functional,
like
abstract.
Oh, look how beautiful.
Yes. So this one that we're looking at right now online, it's a very nice white bowl with flower embellishments on the side.
Looks like dogwoods, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And this one's by Sally Trufant. And some of the other artists that we have are actually from down at the kiln next door to the radio
station.
That's
why I recognize some names, because it's just right here, our neighbor.
So
this next one is interesting.
Yeah, so this one, this
a
next
man
one.
A man holding the world in a cloud, maybe? Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's Bertice McPherson. I think she's from the Mobile area. And we also have Susie Bowman, so she's part of the kiln. And this one is a really pretty functional vase that has kind of a nice blue glaze that's over the top of it. So a lot of different pieces, a lot of wood-fired pieces, a lot of natural organic colors.
What do you call that when you see them? They're kind of abstract. They're not really a bowl you could put something in.
Yeah,
but
so
they're kind of like
exactly. It's kind of like a non-functional. So, but this one you could probably put water in and use as a vase.
Well, what am I trying to describe?
that
flame out.
It's kind of like a flowering.
Thank
vase.
You. That's good. Okay.
This is Dawson Morgan, and she's got a studio down the street as well. And she always uses a lot of really nice, like, watery blue colors. So really happy to have all of them. I think it's about 20 or so artists that we have total. And if you just click on that black background, it should take you out of the picture.
Okay, there. So the Coastal Clay Group Invitational. Mm-hmm. So these are basically pottery students that have made things, as well as some local artists that might even own the studio themselves.
Right. So like John Reznor, for instance, he has his own studio.
Right.
Tony Wright, he's got a few pieces in there. He teaches over at the University of South Alabama. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of teachers as well from the area.
Right. Susie used to own the kiln.
Exactly.
Is Megan in there too?
She is, but I don't know if she put something in this time.
All right.
But we also have Zach Cirkey. He's one of our teachers at the art center, and he has his own wood-fired kiln on his property, so he does a lot of stuff at home. And he's got some huge pieces. They're like 4 feet tall vessels. So those
interesting.
Are really, yeah.
Okay. I bet that's scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Like carry
the
those
pedestals.
And set them up.
Yeah.
Have you ever dropped and broken anything?
I have not, luckily. but that's why we put museum wax under every single piece, because that is always the fear. Believe me. You're walking through the gallery and you're like, don't touch anything.
Right. And then you hold your breath as there's 100 people in there. Right.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Next we have...
So this is Alex Timoney, and she just moved here from France with her family. She lives out in Spanish Fort. And she does these really awesome, you would probably like them because you like photography. They're they're photographs, but they're layered with multiple photographs. So they have almost kind of a collage look to them. So they're like different layers of photographs, paintings. So it kind of has like a different like kind of collage abstract feel to them. So she'll take a photograph of like a woman and layer it with like a, another photograph of a flower or painted texture.
That's beautiful.
She has a photo series of Mount Cheeha, like up in North Alabama. Really great snowy wooded scenes.
Beautiful
photographs. Okay. And that's a really nice gallery to walk through.
That's the construction outside. That's the Church Street infrastructure project. Exactly. Going literally 10 feet in front of us or behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
All the big track hose and back hose and dump trucks. Okay, well, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
And so she's new to the area.
Yes. And then our
Alex Timoni. All right.
And then our third exhibit that's new, it's G. Khalsa. And he is over in the Mobile area, but he's been taking classes with us over at the Art Center for years. And this is the second exhibit he's done with us. It's called Strange Knickknacks Part 2. And it's going to be downstairs in our courtyard gallery. And he uses a lot of things that he's found at like local thrift stores, yard sales, all different types of like whimsical objects.
Let's
and he builds these assemblages.
That's unusual.
Yeah, they're anywhere from about like 2 feet to 3 feet tall. And they hang on the wall. And they're almost like shadow boxes, I guess.
Right.
Where he's created figurines.
This first one almost looks like it might belong in a kid's room.
Yeah.
With some action figures on it.
And he'll find like the little figurines, like little Hummel dolls and stuff like that
from
thrift stores. But then he'll make different heads for them. So like a lot of them have skeleton heads. And sometimes he'll incorporate some of his own pottery.
Here's a rock and roll one using
records at the top.
Figurines playing the guitar.
And then there's one, I don't know if I have it on the website, but at the bottom of the piece, he's created his own little art gallery where it's got little miniature easels and artists painting. It's really
interesting.
Cute. Yeah, and then I don't know if I don't have any pictures of our member sales gallery, but that is a completely changed out gallery as well. That is when you walk into the art center and go to the right. It's that long hallway, and our members can put a piece each every other month. So that's all new work too.
And all of it, well, at least the members gallery is for sale. Is everything for sale?
Everything is for sale.
Okay.
Everything is for sale. The main exhibits, if you purchase a piece, for instance, at Art Walk tonight, we like to keep it in the exhibit throughout the showing. But with sales gallery, you can purchase the piece and take it home with you at the time of purchase.
Okay.
And then that allows the artist to bring in a replacement piece.
So tonight, the event is free from 6 until 8 p.m. You've got a host you want to mention and some requirements for the COVID.
Yeah, so we are requiring masks tonight just to be safe. We have an amazing sponsor tonight. M&M Bank is going to be sponsoring our refreshment and beverages. We've got food provided by Little Coastal Kitchen. That's Malia Mulliken. She just opened up a new spot maybe about 4 or 5 months ago in the old Ray's location.
Right.
And then we have live music by Jay Meganson.
Okay.
He'll be up on the stage. So.
And it says in your press release that attendance is limited. Have you ever had to stop anybody at the door?
We actually have. We'll have usually like a board member or two at the front desk kind of counting people as they come in and as they leave to kind of keep an amount inside the building at a time. So sometimes if it is a big crowd, we'll have kind of a little bit of a line outside, but it goes pretty fast and people are really respectful of going in and out, looking at the art and coming out. So.
Good. So wear a
especially since it's cold outside. We want to get those people in.
Wear a warm coat.
Yes.
Put on a fuzz.
Exactly.
And pack your patients and bring your mask. You probably have some at the door in case folks don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Just in case.
And what do we have with workshops and classes for the public to enjoy?
So this is pretty much your last day to register for our winter classes.
Ooh.
They start next Tuesday. So we've got everything from painting, photography, pottery classes, and they're filling up really fast. Pottery is usually our one that fills up the quickest. So definitely check in to we've got actually some new workshops too. We've got some creative writing workshops.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Printmaking.
Exactly.
Interesting.
So
there's a lot of artists, you want to be able to sell a print.
Yeah.
Is that what this is about?
So printmaking is actually where you actually make the physical print. So you do like a line of cut into wood or a line of cut or linoleum, and you create that like etching, and then where you can put the paper on top of it and make an actual print. Yeah. But we do have yoga with Lanice Lagan from Fox 10. She'll be starting back up, I think, in a couple of weeks.
I didn't know she taught yoga there.
Yeah. So she's our new teacher, and she'll do a yoga class every Wednesday morning in the big gallery. So this month we may have to move it to the other gallery since that's the pottery exhibit.
Right.
Don't want to do yoga in the middle of the pottery.
Nobody can go to the pottery.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Don't want to do that.
Okay.
But yeah, we've got creative writing. I think that's coming up next month with Alan Samory. So happy to have him back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now the gallery, if you can't make it tonight, mm-hmm. you can see these exhibits for the next month, right?
Yeah, and they'll be up for 2 months. So we've been trying to do our galleries for 2 months to give our artists some extra time on exhibit to get people in and see their works. So.
And what are your normal daytime hours?
So Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is when we're open. And definitely check us out. We've got the gift shop as well. So if you got some gift certificates for the holidays or you got some Christmas monies, come on in and buy some handmade items.
And also, if you're interested in being a member, what is that cost and what are the advantages of becoming a member of the Eastern Shore Art Center?
Yeah, so we have multiple levels of membership, starting at an individual level at $40, and then we have a family membership, an artist level membership, and they last the entire year from the moment you sign up. And I always like to say the artist membership is the most valuable because you get discounts on classes and workshops. You get to hang your artwork at the Art Center in multiple different opportunities of shows. And you get to put your stuff in the gift shop as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
definitely awesome.
And finally, because mm-hmm. we had an awesome event there, my son
yeah.
and daughter-in-law's baby shower.
Yes.
Let's talk about renting the facility.
Yeah. So
it was at least a third to a quarter less expensive than yes. any other venue we found. And
right.
we didn't have to decorate very
yeah,
much
exactly.
art all over the walls.
Yeah, exactly. I think we actually have a wedding rental next weekend and a rehearsal. So check out our website. The information on there is to contact Bryant about renting a space.
You can,
we had do all types of things. I think we actually, in early February, we've got a Mardi Gras organization, a smaller one that doesn't parade. They're going to have their their party, their ball there. So really excited to have different opportunities and people that have never been to the Arts Center that can, you know, visit and have a party there. So
very nice. So they can just call.
Yes, they can call Bryant at 251-928-2228. And I think she is extension 100.
928-2228 or go to esartcenter.org.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Thank you so much, Adrian.
Thank you for having me always.
Adrian Clow, First Friday Art Walk tonight at the Eastern Shore Art Center. And due to the Church Street infrastructure project right in front of us here at WABF, we will not be open tonight for First Friday Art Walk Open House. Hopefully, February we will be.
Yeah.
We've been missing that.
Yes.
Let's check in now with Kenny in Coastal Traffic at 8:36.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, Mobile Police clearing earlier accidents. I-65 southbound ramp to airport headed westbound and Dolphin Street near Spring Hill Avenue. Wreckers are on the scene. I-10 westbound at the 42-mile marker. A car went off into the woods there on the roadway. That's near the Loxley exit. Highway Patrol is there. And they're clearing an earlier accident where a medical helicopter had to be called on Highway 45 near Chinchula Georgetown Road. Introducing Spring Hill Toyota's four-year no-cost maintenance program. That's 4 years of complimentary oil changes, tire rotations, and 24-hour roadside assistance. Rental assistance included with every new